When you get home tonight, you got the Monday, you decide you just want to have a veg in front of the box. But what does that mean in 2019? Do you turn on the old school terrestrial TV? For more than a decade now, the Alliance of Free Television, which includes the ABC, has been begging you to keep doing what you've always done.
A new era in Australian television is about to begin. Freeview. 15 free digital channels. With no contracts and no fees, television just doesn't get any better than this. Freeview. Stay tuned.
Apparently, though, it did get better than that because it appears that they are fighting a losing battle. Netflix, Stan, iView, SBS On Demand, there's even Amazon Prime and a couple of others who I can't readily recall off the top of my head, that they are there when you want them, and increasingly they are just a click away via your smart TV or auto login. In fact, so many more of you are turning to Netflix that there are now more than 11 million users in Australia. That's new data out today. A huge proportion of Australia's households. What does that mean for TV by appointment? Is its end nigh? What does it mean for streaming TV? Will there be one victor that survives to rule us all? Or will we wind up forking out for multiple streaming accounts to see anything decent on the box? With us is Dr. Simon Weaving, a media and film expert from the University of Newcastle, very well known to you through his regular chats with Kaya, but we've co-opted him on this subject this afternoon. Hello and welcome, Doctor.
Hello, and how you doing?
Good, thank you. Can I put to you that initial question? You go home tonight, you want to brain dead it and take in the box. What does that mean for you? How would you approach that?
Well, it's interesting. I don't watch any broadcast TV at all anymore.
Is that right?
I'm one of the people, I think in the US there's a growing trend of people that are called cord cutters who have just plugged their TV into the internet, and we just use the big screen to stream the stuff we choose to see, mostly drama. But I do spend a lot of time at the cinema, so I'm probably not your typical audience member for TV.
No, indeed. Do you still consume through your television, though, or because a hell of a lot of people are streaming into devices directly now?
They are, but actually, personally, I don't watch any broadcast television at all, and that's probably sounds a bit weird. I obviously watch the trends, and the exception is sport, and we'll probably talk a bit more about this.
Indeed.
And I love my sport, but I now go and find a venue where I can watch it with a bit of a crowd and
interesting
and a drink in my hand. And I'm sure there are a lot of other people who like that option as well, people who can't afford Foxtel or one of the other streaming services.
I guess this is an obvious question at first glance, but why do you think non-appointment or streaming TV has enjoyed such massive growth?
Yeah, I was just looking at the numbers. You said Netflix is up 25% in Australia for the year. But actually it's in line with Netflix's global increase in audience, which is a little bit more, 26% across the whole globe. They've now got 150 million subscribers. So if you imagine each of those people paying their $10 or $14 a month, that's a lot of revenue coming in every month.
And that has led to the shift, has it not, of Netflix going from being a broadcast platform to actually being a content generation organization.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're investing hugely in their own content, and realize that they need to, develop content in order to keep up with the demand. What's great is they've also identified, through those algorithms you were talking about, they've identified that people like local content, and they're investing in local content all around the world. As a Netflix user, I'm delighted to be able to go and watch some spectacular drama that's made in Spain, for example. Really high quality content globally developed will have a local audience in that country, but also reaches a monster audience elsewhere. So yeah, Netflix have obviously, they're in a super high growth phase of their business. They're honestly, if you look at the graphs of their subscriber base, it's still increasing exponentially. They're buying market share. They're growing. They'll probably continue to do so for another few years. And some of the other providers like Stan in Australia, obviously much smaller but growing equally as fast.
Yes, indeed, even more so. As you say, coming off a much smaller base, so it's a flattering number. But I understand Stan's grown at something like 45% in the last year. I just so we don't get beaten for time before the news, you mentioned the cord cutters, but it's easy to overestimate them because they are new and sexy. These are the avant-garde of the digital era. But the reality is plenty of people are still turning on the telly, aren't they?
Oh, look, I think, yes, it's easy to bandy about the myth that TV is dead, but it certainly isn't. It's a $2 billion industry, the advertising around television. It's still the biggest way we view content. There are, 13 million viewers every day on free and broadcast television, and 90% of that is live. Yes, it's if you look at the our favorite programs, it's sport, news, and interestingly, reality TV, which is almost like it's you have to watch it live because you're going to find out on social media what happened to your favourite character if you don't watch it live.
Well, so, indeed, it's almost augmented television, isn't it? It's designed to be enjoyed with a device.
Yeah, and another recent study by Deloitte has shown that 90% of users watch TV with another device in their hand. So that's fascinating. But yet you're absolutely right, Aaron. Don't think the TV is dying at all. It's still the number one way that we like taking in our content in this country. Obviously, with the slow rollout of the NBN, we've been a little bit behind, and I think these increases will go on for the next couple of years. But TV, particularly for weather, sport, news, and reality TV, is going to be the screen of choice.
Is it possible that given that they had this advantage of being able to time shift, that now the streaming services will attack the one last advantage that terrestrial television enjoys and go after things like sport?
Look, I think they could, but as you probably remember from the debacle with Optus and the World Cup, a lot of people underestimate the actual need for the hardware,
the superstructure. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, and the, governments are investing millions and millions of dollars in that. It's hard to provide that same service with, suddenly millions of viewers all turn on and want to watch a match exactly the same time. And I think I've read most.
Sorry, go on, mate.
Yeah, most commentators are saying that if you want to watch a grand final or a royal wedding, you've really got one option, and that's through terrestrial TV, because that's the only network that could support that delivery.
I can see why Kaya has you on regularly. A most illuminating conversation. Thank you very, very much. That is Dr. Simon Weaving, media and film expert from the University of Newcastle, talking about the 11 million subscriptions. So when you consider that 2, 3, 5, 10 are looking at each of those subscriptions, a hell of a lot of Australian households now have Netflix.